Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to get into the Junks Sports page, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies, and remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
All right, so the tournament officially starts tonight at 6:40.
Get your brackets in.
You got to have the winner of the play-in games.
Yes, it is a huge pet peeve of mine.
Yes,
you need to do your brackets before the games tonight. They are invalid if you're not doing the play-in games. They are invalid. I'm sorry.
Even though most sites, like, they're okay with you not doing the play-in games.
Well, the site is trash.
Okay.
You should never run a bracket or tournament through that site ever again if they do not require you to pick the playing game.
It's a very militant stance you have. I mean, I kind of respect it. You're following the rules. I understand, but...
I mean, they are games. I mean, you have to. You should be have to pick a winner. You can't just get a free winner.
Yeah. So if the committee all of a sudden puts 72 teams in the tournament, are you just not going to fill out a bracket until it comes down to 64?
I think you should definitely have the winners of the play-ins. But like Cakes is saying, a lot of these bracket contests, they just give you the
they just give you the
16 versus 16 winner.
And then, like I said, those are invalid. It's trash, and everyone should boycott those sites.
Yeah. So who are you picking for the play-in games? Do you have your picks?
I do. My picks are Montana State, Colorado, Howard, and Virginia.
There you go.
He's a man of his word.
I hope you're right on Howard playing Wagner at 6:40 in Dayton at UD Arena. This is a 6:40 p.m. tip-off on True TV.
I have faith in him.
The Virginia-Colorado State game is after that at 9:10.
Howard's favored. They're favored by like 3 or 3.5 points.
Yeah, they are. Probably should be. The thing that scares me about Howard is, man, they just don't have a bench because they've got so many injuries. They played six guys in the MEAC championship against Dell State.
Yeah.
And the sixth guy played 21 minutes off the bench. Mm-hmm. So basically their top five guys or starters are playing 35 to 40 minutes.
This is one where Coach Blakeney is clearly emptying the clip. You don't leave anybody on your bench.
But, you know, like I said, Wagner lost to the worst team in the MEAC this year, who finished 2-27, so that was one of their two wins. But Wagner's number six in the country in team defense. They allow like 63 points a game, so hopefully Howard can shoot the ball well like they did in the first half. So that's at 6:40, and then Virginia-Colorado State is at 9:10. I'll have to watch the highlights of that one. I am not rooting for Virginia. I'm anti Virginia because I don't think they should be in the tournament.
This is your stance, so you're rooting against Virginia because you think
the fact that they lost the game against NC State, that was a complete choke job, not just by the players but by the coaching staff. It was a choke job to be up five with the ball with 1:10 left, and when you missed that free throw not to foul when you had three fouls to give, I'm rooting against them, and I don't think they should be in it anyway.
You're rooting against some poor kids.
Well, also, he's a Virginia Tech guy.
Like, I can't root for Virginia.
Root against Virginia if you're a Virginia Tech guy, I would think.
And it's not like we have any attachment to Coach Bennett. He never comes on the show.
He's been on a couple times.
A couple?
I can remember for sure once.
Maybe when he got hired, but was freaking 15 years ago. But anyway, two big games tonight. And by the way, my family, my wife and daughters and myself do an annual bracket contest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
what's at stake?
The winner gets to pick what restaurant they want to go to.
Okay.
Where they go for Taco Tuesday.
Right. Of course, I pay all the time, so I just lose every year.
Yeah.
But my
just taking L's.
But my daughter, my oldest daughter, had Howard in the championship game.
Oh, really?
Right. Because she doesn't follow college.
She won't be picking dinner.
She just knows that. Well, I told her, I was like, you can't pick Howard.
Hey, at least she
they're
scores
not,
points.
Even if they beat Wagner, they're
she
not going to
pick the first four.
No, Jason probably made them do their brackets last night.
Yeah, that's probably true.
No. They can do it. They could do it today. But you're right. They did do it last night. But she had Howard winning, and then she had Howard getting to the Final Four,
right?
Getting to the national championship.
It's called a punt
job. I said,
job. You
know what? Just rethink this,
right?
Just to make it more interesting for you. And she changed some of her picks. Anyway, all right. What do you guys want to get into? We got into the Caps.
I want to get into the Chase Young thing. I think that is very interesting. He actually, the reports are confusing. Some people are saying he got $13 million. So he signs with the Saints.
That's what Schefter was reporting, yeah.
And they're saying $13 million guaranteed. Others are saying that's the most he could get. So it's a little interesting the way it's being worded. But nevertheless, that's more money than I thought he would
get.
That's
more money than I thought.
Because we were talking
too.
Yesterday, maybe he
that.
Gets a one-year deal for $5 million,
yeah,
$6 million maybe.
Yeah.
And he gets one for 13. Now, Schefter and Jeremy Fowler of ESPN are reporting it's fully guaranteed.
Well, that would be the most shocking thing to me, that they would fully guarantee a deal for Chase Young after seeing some of the plays. Let's be honest, he just takes off.
Right.
Like, he's just not giving full effort. Like, but why would you fully guarantee
even
that guy's salary?
Yeah, but right. But even at half effort, he gave you 7.5 sacks last year. What did he have? 4 forced fumbles, something like that. I think somebody had tweeted that I think the Saints – as a team, had 6 forced fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
So, he could definitely be a disruptive force. There's no doubt about it. And as he said, I think he's still, basically a young player.
Yeah.
So, let's see.
His body isn't as young as his age.
No, his body has had some wear and tear on it,
but
for
maybe
sure.
Maybe this is the motivation. So he's getting a lot of money for 1 year, but he's only got 1 year. So
right.
If he wants a multi-year deal after this year, maybe he just has a really good season.
Yeah. I'm rooting for him because he is local. At the end of the day, I want to see people reach their potential.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that Chase balls out. I really do.
His quote just made me slap my knee where he said, "The Saints, it's one of those places, it's a winning culture. That's what I wanted to be around." Isn't that the same thing he said when he was traded to the Niners,
where
he was downplaying the Commanders, saying, "Oh, I love being here in San Francisco. It's a bunch of winners here." Now he's doing the same bit in New Orleans.
I think he's probably right.
Are they're really a winning culture in New Orleans?
More, they've won more than we have of late.
Mm. I mean, that part is true.
That
but,
is true.
Yeah,
I think that might be recency effects, cakes. That's a pretty good organization over the last 20 years, probably.
All right.
They had Sean Payton.
And then
years.
Drew Brees.
Yeah.
I mean, those were some pretty darn
I mean,
good
much
years.
Better than Washington.
The first word that comes to mind for me when I see Chase Young, phony.
Yeah, I agree.
Bit of a phony.
I understand. But maybe he's learned.
Maybe. Hopefully.
Right.
So we'll see. See what kind of season he has. But the reports are 1 year, 13
Had
million.
To have been... a bit of an eye opener. He had to look in the mirror when he basically had 2 visits, a week after free agency.
Right.
Tepid interest at best. Somehow his agent, got $13 million out of him, but for 1 year. But when he sees his line mate from a year ago, $140 million, whatever the hell he got from the Bears?
What yeah, Montez I'll look at Montez's
Montez
deal.
I thought it was about 100, but 140 wasn't that much?
Maybe you're right. Maybe it's 80. I don't know. No, he just got a ton of money.
It's around 100, I think.
Yeah,
but
100 million.
I'll
he gets 13.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be an eye-opener for him. I mean, listen, this money is play money.
Chase Young should look in the mirror and go, this is probably what I deserve at the most.
Well, I don't know if he...
Compared to Montez.
I hope he thinks that.
Because Montez just put up numbers.
Montez got a 4-year, $98 million deal that included $20.4 million on signing, $62.8 of which
guaranteed.
Is guaranteed.
Right.
So he's getting
so he got $63 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$50 million more than what Chase
but
got.
But I hope... I honestly, with all my heart, I hope he balls out. It'd be great to see him at 15 sacks. I really mean that. Is it wasn't going to happen here.
No.
Is everyone going to be on Chase Watch again next season? Or has
I'll just
that...
be keeping an eye
He's
on
He's on
it.
His third team already. Like
I know, but it's just it seems like everyone has this weird fascination with him after he was after he was traded. Everyone kind of wanted to see what he would do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that was just my perception.
No, I think there's some truth to that, because we got to remember the local factor, though. I mean, here's, you know, going to DeMatha, a big name kid. There's a lot of local interest.
I just don't. I don't want him to sack and hurt my guy Kirky. His now division mate in the NFC South.
I'll tell you
so
when they're
beat up the other quarterbacks, not my man Kirk.
I'll tell you when they're going to be on Chase Watch, Mr. Valdez.
Oh, they're playing the Commanders this year.
They're playing them in New Orleans. The date's TB determined.
Okay.
But revenge game.
Oh, big revenge
but
game.
But that's when they'll be on Chase Watch.
Didn't he already faced the Commanders once, right? Didn't the Commanders play the Niners after the trade?
Yes, and didn't Chase have a didn't he have a 2-sack game where he had 1 sack and a fumble recovery?
I looked at his game log.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't know if he had a 2-sack game.
I know he played well the first half of the Super Bowl. Felt like he didn't do that much. He had some pressure, I think, maybe I'm conflating the Super Bowl with his game against us.
Against
Washington. Felt like us, he didn't really do that
much. He did
much.
Not have a sack against Washington. He had a fumble
tackle.
Recovery.
He had one tackle. I don't know if
Zippy fumble recovery.
No,
you're recreating history.
I am.
You're getting confused with the Super Bowl where he had a really good first half.
Yeah. He had a sack in the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah.
But against Washington, he didn't do much.
Pretty smart to trade a third rounder for him, San Francisco.
Yeah, that wasn't very smart.
Nice
and
rental.
I'll tell you another thing about the Niners signed Dobbs. Josh Dobbs is their backup. They had Brandon Allen. Mm-hmm. They had to upgrade their backup quarterback situation. But I was really hoping, and I thought that Shanahan would do this, that they would go out and get Justin Fields and trade for Justin Fields and sit behind Purdy. I don't know. I mean, the rumors were that they were interested in it. Maybe the asking price was a little too high in their minds. But, I mean,
it ended up being a sixth rounder,
I'm saying at the time, maybe. But the Steelers, I think they stole Justin Fields.
I totally agree.
So if you could have given up a sixth rounder, which could turn into a fourth rounder only if he plays 51% of the snaps, that's a steal.
Definitely.
So I'd rather have Justin Fields than Josh Dobbs.
100%. I would as well.
I just wonder how, under the tutelage of Arthur Smith, how will Fields develop? You know, like, is he going to learn under Arthur Smith?
I mean, Arthur Smith likes his quarterbacks to be mobile.
He
be
likes
a big
them
part
to run,
of the running game.
But I know, but is he going to help him as a passer?
That part, I don't know.
I'm not worried about Justin Fields' ability to run.
Right. That's pretty much, we already know that.
He's got that.
No, it's the Bears. The Bears did Justin Fields right in the fact that they traded him to a team in which he has the best opportunity to play.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Right.
Yeah, well, he can leapfrog Russell Wilson and possibly
there's more, because I guarantee you there's more than just one team offering whatever for Justin Fields. But the Bears wanted to do Fields right and send him to the best possible position for him.
Hmm. All right.
At least that's what I think.
Could be true.
I think there would have been a good chance he would have played in San Francisco.
I don't think it would be higher than Pittsburgh.
Why?
Maybe
because
not based
Purdy's
on performance.
More entrenched, you mean?
But
Performance. Yeah.
No, I would agree with that. I'm just talking about injury.
Age. Well, I think Russell's, I think, to be honest with you, every quarterback's prone to injury in the NFL.
Yeah, and I think Purdy could get dinged up this year. He's been kind of lucky.
I think Russell could get dinged up, especially because he's older.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Maybe. But San Francisco's a better spot to win.
I think so.
Than Pittsburgh.
I think so.
Anyway. But he's going to Pittsburgh, so Dobbs is going to San Francisco. All right, so the pro day dates are out for the upcoming draft prospects. Caleb Williams will go first. He's tomorrow.
I'm not even interested in his pro day. Whatever.
Right, he's tomorrow.
He's going one.
J.J. McCarthy will be on Thursday. All right. Jaden Daniels will be on the 27th, so that'll be, what, next Wednesday?
That's a big
Wednesday.
One. That's one that you're going to be watching start to finish.
Somebody had one of those, like, images. You know how they come out with these images all the time, and they'll have, like, Jaden Daniels in a Redskins uniform,
yeah,
or Commander's uniform,
mm-hmm,
or whatever, and helmet. Like, they've already got that. I don't know if it's AI generated. I don't know how the hell they do it, but
yeah,
Photoshop it. And then they had, I think, J.J. McCarthy. Just, I mean, it's not like J.J. McCarthy's some stud, but, I mean, Jaden just looks so scrawny. He looks...
Yeah.
So scrawny,
one of the
even
big,
with the shoulder pads.
It's one of the big concerns about
and
him.
And helmet and everything.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Or no, you know what? It was juxtaposed to Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, are you really going to put, are you really going to put your future on a line for that stick figure?
Adam Peters might. Well, if he likes him better than
we'll see.
May, he will.
We'll see.
I mean, it's actually kind of jarring.
Just get the kid in the gym. Give him some protein shakes, some cheeseburgers.
It looks
fine.
Like, it looks like you put like a helmet on Bradley Beal or something. You know? I don't know.
So he's on the 27th.
Beal might even be thicker.
Probably is. And then the other guys, Penix and May, are on the 28th. So your pro day dates are out there, starting with tomorrow with Caleb. But obviously, we assume that Chicago is going to take him. Although RG3 says he should play Eli Manning and say, I don't want to play for Chicago and force a trade out.
Yeah, what is RG3? Do you have the audio? You want to play it? Or what do you want to do?
I think we're going to get into that a little bit later.
We are?
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, that's basically what he said.
Because I know we were discussing it during the break. RG3, he's like, he was trashing his time when he was here. He's now trashing the Bears.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're going to get into that in the 7 o'clock hour.
He's a new hot take king, isn't he?
He is. That's kind of his thing of late. All right, we'll also get into Austin Eckler's presser with the Commanders. We'll do that at 7. But next, there's a famous alpha male out there. He's tired of having sex with thousands of women. Oh, boo-hoo, poor you. We'll tell you who that is next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.